From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Amanda. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes in terrestrial program. In today's edition, we will present you some segments beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Make sure to keep listening to our program at Voice of Indonesia in our frequency 3325 kHz, and also check out our website at www.voanews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia encourages African Union to participate in infrastructure dialogue. Indonesian crude price increases to $61.32 per barrel. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government encourages the African Union to take part in the Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue, which will take place in Bali from August 20 to 21, 2019. It was remarked by Indonesian Ambassador to Kenya Suharjono Sastromiharjo when meeting with Special Envoy of the African Union for Infrastructure Affairs, Raila Amolo Odinga, based on the press statement of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta on Monday, August 12. In the meeting, which was conducted in Nairobi, Kenya, Suharjono talked about the importance of the participation of the African Union to take part in the upcoming forum as the follow-up of the Indonesian-Africa Forum in 2018. In the implementation of the Indonesia-Africa Forum 2018, Indonesia and Africa agreed to boost cooperation worth $586.56 million in various sectors such as strategic industry, infrastructure, funding, textile, aircraft maintenance, and commodity trade. Ambassador Suharjono asserted that the participation of the African Union in the upcoming infrastructure dialogue is crucial since the dialogue would encourage the realization of the infrastructure cooperation based on the agreement of the 2018 IAF or Indonesia-Africa Forum. The Indonesian crude price ICP stood at $61.32 per barrel in July 2019, a slight increase of $0.32 per barrel from $61 per barrel a month earlier. A decrease in oil production by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, allegedly affected the ICP or the Indonesian crude price in July 2019, according to information gathered by Antara on Monday, August 12. The ICP team pointed to OPEC's oil production plunging 68,000 barrels per day to 29.8 million barrels per day in June 2019 than the previous month. Apart from the decline in OPEC oil production, a surge in geopolitical tensions in the Middle East was also believed to have raised the ICP in July 2019. Among issues raising the geopolitical tensions were Iran's announcement to begin enriching uranium at higher level in days to come, Britain's detention of an Iranian tanker in the Gibraltar Strait, and US President Donald Trump's statement that the US Navy has shot an Iranian drone in Hormuz Strait. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that the government will construct 3 ports in Palu and its surrounding areas to restore the region's infrastructure following the latest earthquake and tsunami. The construction plan would begin in 2019 with a total investment value of $70 million, or equals to IDR 900 billion. It was stated by the minister in a written statement received on Saturday, August 10. Escorted by Tempo, the 3 ports are Pantoloan Port, Wani Port, and Donggala Port. Minister Budi affirmed that in the design of the port, the Pantoloan Port will have a pier with a total length of 100 meters. Moreover, the government will also repair earthquake and tsunami early detection devices. The construction of the ports will begin in 2020. According to Minister Budi, the construction and development of the port will be directly provided by ADB, and it is targeted to be completed within 3 years. In addition to infrastructures, Minister Budi Karya said that the government will add more facilities such as crane to optimize the loading and unloading process, especially at Pantoloan Port. The Indonesian government has implemented a number of policies to encourage export and control import in a bid to solve the deficit of the trade balance. One of them is the development of horticultural products. It was stated by Secretary of the Coordinating Economic Affairs Ministry, Susi Wiono, in a focus group discussion on the development of horticulture to increase export and regional economy in Madiun on Monday, August 12. Susi Wiono pointed out that in encouraging the growth of export, the government has provided a number of fiscal incentives for export-oriented industries and supported export funding. In addition, the government also encourages the development of products with high potential and competitiveness. Susiono added that, besides manufacturing products, horticultural products also have high export value. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. The Bogor District Administration will organize the Halimun Youth Camp 2019 on August 24 to 25 this year to celebrate Indonesia's National Day and promote Mount Halimun as a tourist destination globally. Hiking to Mount Halimun, located inside the Mount Halimun Salak National Park, will enliven the event. It was stated by Alfisa Triatmoko of the Halimun Youth Camp 2019 Organizing Committee in Jakarta on Monday, August 12, escorted by Antara. Alfisa added that the Halimun Youth Camp will encourage the younger generation to care for nature and help preserve the environment. He pointed out that there would be several benefits for the participants of the Halimun Youth Camp, as they will also indulge themselves in the amazing scenery of Mount Halimun. Among tourist attractions on Mount Halimun and in its surrounding areas are the Nirmala Tea Plantation, 34 waterfalls, rice terraces, and unique local traditions and culture. Indonesian taro is favored by the Japanese people. One of the varieties of the taro favored by the Japanese people is the Saitomo Japanese taro, or also known as potato taro. The food has been the substitute of rice and potato in the Japanese people's dietary, considering rice and potato contain too much carbohydrate and glucose. It was stated by Director General of Horticulture at the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture in Jakarta on Monday, August 12. According to Suandi, the Saitomo Japanese taro has been more popular after a number of researchers have proven that taro is the appropriate substitute of rice and potato since it has less sugar and carbohydrate. In addition, taro also has high protein and high calories. Suandi said that Indonesia's taro has huge potential to expand to the Japanese market. The last item. Indonesian high school students successfully won 4 medals at the International Informatics Olympiad 2019, which was held in Baku, Azerbaijan, from August 4 to 11, 2019. The 4 high school students won 1 gold medal, 2 silver medals, and 1 bronze medal. The 4 students are Abdul Malik Nurrahman from Semesta High School Semarang, who won the gold medal, R. Fausta Anugrah Dian Parama from One State High School Yogyakarta, and Vincent Ling from Pribadi High School Bandung, who won the silver medals, and Moses Mayer from Jakarta Intercultural School, who obtained the bronze medal. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, we will present you commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Choosing Ministers is the President's Prerogative. On Thursday at the 5th Congress of the Indonesian Democratic Party Struggle, which took place in Bali, the party's chairperson, Megawati Soekarnoputri, gave an open statement regarding the entry requirements of PDIP in President Joko Widodo's second term cabinet. According to Megawati, PDIP must become the party with the highest number of ministers in the next cabinet. President Joko Widodo immediately responded to the statement and ensured that PDIP would get the highest number of ministers among other parties. It seems that Megawati's statement is serious. This is in line with what was said by Puan Maharani, a politician from the PDIP, who is also the daughter of Megawati Soekarnoputri. According to Puan, chairperson of PDIP already has more than 10 names of candidates for ministers that have been discussed in the internal party, which will be presented to President Joko Widodo. Of course, it is not only the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle which asks for the allocation of ministerial positions in the upcoming President Jokowi's cabinet. Earlier in May, chairperson of the National Awakening Party, PKB, which was a coalition party supporting Joko Widodo in the presidential election, Mohaimin Iskandar, also requested at least 10 ministers. What about other parties that have also supported Joko Widodo in the presidential election? They certainly also want their cadres to enter the Joko Widodo Maruf Amin cabinet in the 2019-2024 period. Take for example, chairperson of the National Democratic Party, NASDEM Central Leadership Council, DPP, Irma Suryani Caniago, considers that PDIP should get the most number of the ministers because this party is the winner of the 2019 election. However, she reminded President Joko Widodo to pay attention to proportionality in the distribution of the number of ministers in the upcoming cabinet. It should be noted that in the Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala working cabinet for the 2014-2019 period, the number of ministers from political parties is less than from professionals, which is only around 41%. It is true that the parties may express their wishes, but it must be remembered that the final decision depends on the prerogative rights of the president. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you today in history, where we will highlight historical events happening on 12th of August. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Our regular program today in history starts from an event on August 12, 1902, on the birth of Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the figure of struggle, statesman, economist, and also the first vice president of Indonesia. He, along with Sukarno, has a major role to free Indonesian nation from the Dutch colonial and to proclaim the independence of Indonesia on August 17, 1945. Muhammad Hatta had been also officiated as the prime minister of the cabinet of Hatta I, Hatta II, and the Indonesian Republic of Federal, or also known as RIS. He is well known as the father of the Indonesian cooperatives. International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, Soekarno-Hatta uses his name to respect his services and contribution for Indonesia. In addition to being immortalized in Indonesia, the name of Muhammad Hatta, who was born on August 12, 1902, is also immortalized in the Netherlands as a name of street in Zuidpolder Residence, Haarlem, with the name Muhammad Hatta Straat. The next event is that in 1985, Japan Airlines Flight 123 crashed. Japan Airlines Flight 123 crashed on Mount Takamagahara in Gunma Prefecture, Japan, which is around 100 kilometers from Tokyo, on August 12, 1985. The accident was the worst in flight history. All 15 crews were killed and 505 of 509 passengers were also killed, so the casualties reached totally 520 persons. Four passengers were saved. In The last event is that in 1990, the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton was found in South Dakota, the United States of America. A fossil hunter, Susan Hendrickson, found three huge bones on a cliff at South Dakota, the United States of America. After being observed, those bones were parts of the largest skeleton of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, or also known as T-Rex. Those bones were carnivore wild animals, and they were predicted to be 65 million years old. The T-Rex skeleton was named Sue, in accordance with the nickname of Hendrickson. The discovery team succeeded to collect 90% of the Sue skeleton. The discovery of the skeleton made the scientists easy to observe life in the ancient times. They could know that the carnivore has amazing sense of smell. Finally, the Sue skeleton has been displayed at the Field Museums since May 2000. Listener, that was Today in History.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba ku menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan
That was a song titled Seperti Yang Kau Minta or Like What You Ask by Krisha. You still stay tuned with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will give you information on My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Malaysia agree to exchange real-time export-import data. Indonesia and Malaysia have an understanding in relation to the planned real-time exchange of export and import data. For this reason, the Director General of Indonesian Customs and Excises and the Royal Malaysian Customs Department will create a Memorandum of Understanding on Mutual Administrative Assistance in Customs Matters. The Director General of Customs and Excises, Heru Pambudi, explained the Memorandum of Understanding would be used to protect real-time export and import data exchange cooperation in order to improve the risk management. This would be beneficial to tackle the smuggling of cigarettes, liquor, electronic goods in both countries. Heru Pambudi at the 17th Indonesia and Malaysia Customs meeting in Batam last Wednesday, as released by Business Indonesia, said both countries would exchange information, especially on ship manifest. They will be informed about a ship's manifest since it departed, so it can be found out if it is returning or unloading in the middle of the sea. At present, the exchange of information between the two countries has been going well. The presence of this Memorandum of Understanding is considered to provide greater space for more intense information exchange cooperation. Thus, law enforcement can be carried out in the field, especially related to products that pose a threat to the two countries, such as alcoholic beverages, narcotics and dangerous substances, or drugs and cigarettes. Heru hoped that this year the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding could be carried out. In the customs meetings, Malaysia and Indonesia have also committed to continue exploring cooperation in the form of a mutual recognition agreement and authorized economic operators. The cooperation is to facilitate the smooth and safe flow of export and import of goods between the two countries. Heru added, at the operational level, his side is engaged in conducting surveillance based on strategic commodity data, which is a threat to both countries. Malaysia places cigarette as their main threat, while Indonesia places bulk press or used goods and cigarettes as a threat that must be addressed. Well, that was My Indonesia today on Indonesia and Malaysia agree to exchange real-time export-import data. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahmu selalu terbayang dalam setiap angan yang tak pernah bisa hilang walau sekejap. Ingin selalu dekat denganmu, enggan hati berpisah, larut dalam dekapanmu setiap saat. Oh kasih, janganlah pergi, tetaplah kau selalu di sini. jangan biarkan diriku sendiri larut di dalam sepi. Terlelap dalam belayanmu takkan pernah ku lepas. Biarlah dirimu ku manja dalam pelukan. Gemulai setiap gerakanmu membuatku selalu rindu. Ku kecup lembut bibirmu, ku sayang padamu. Larut di dalam sepi. Oh, pasti janganlah pergi. Tetaplah kau selalu di sini. Jangan biarkan diriku sendiri. Larut di dalam sepi. Jangan biarkan aku di dalam sepi.
Was a song titled Kasih Jangan Kau Pergi or Love Please Don't Leave Me by Yura. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to explore the beauty of Indonesian tourism destinations and culture. For today's edition, we will take you to visit Pauchang Island in Banten, West Java. So if you want to find out about Pauchang Island, make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we are going to let you know Pauchang Island in Banten, West Java. Stay tuned. Banten Province, located in the west of Java Island, has beautiful beach like other provinces in Indonesia. Take for example, we can visit Carita and Sokarna Beach or Pauchang Island in Pandeglang, Banten. Pauchang Island in Ujung Kulon is known as tourism destination, which is special for one horned rhinoceros breeding. The island also has the beauty of exotic nature, overlay of white sand as long as the beach is very enchanting. Another exotism which can be found is the sea charm with the view of blue sky. You can also enjoy the beauty of the scenery of the sea from the bridge of Dock. The bridge becomes the most favorite place for taking photo. If you want to visit the beach, beach's route of Pauchang Island is really easy to be accessed. Pochang Beach is located at Panaitan Straits area, Pandeglang, Banten Province. If you depart from Jakarta, the island can be taken around 7 until 8 hours by motorcycle. Its location is also very easy to be found because it is at the east of Ujung Kulon National Park. Afterwards, you must cross the Pochang Island by boat. You can also stay at night at Pochang Island Resort with a cost around 450,000 to 700,000 rupiahs per night. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Just listen to a song titled Mr. Perfect by Abdul and the Coffee Theory. For the next segment, we will introduce you to Indonesian language in a fun and easy way. So make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And here is Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Do Not Forget or Jangan Lupa. Next is a conversation about Do Not Forget or Jangan Lupa. Tony and Joko's family are traveling to Parang Tritis Beach. Tony will rinse his body after swimming at the beach. Dinda reminds Tony to pay for services of public bathrooms.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke, berapa?
2.000.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Mandi. Mandi, which means to bath. Di mana saya bisa mandi? Di mana saya bisa mandi? Where is the bathroom? Kamar mandi umum. Kamar mandi umum, which means public bathroom. Jangan lupa. Jangan lupa, which means do not forget. Membayar. Membayar, which means to pay. Berapa. Berapa, which means how much. 2.000. 2.000, which means 2,000s. Bawa kamera. Bawa kamera, which means bring a camera. Pesan tiket. Pesan tiket, which means order a ticket. Besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Besok kita akan pergi ke pantai, which means we will go to the beach tomorrow. In the dialogue, Dinda said, Jangan lupa bayar ya, which means do not forget to pay. The expression jangan lupa is used to remind someone not to forget to do something. Let's follow some examples of using it in the sentences. Jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Jangan lupa besok kita akan pergi ke pantai, which means do not forget, we will go to the beach tomorrow. Jangan lupa bawa kamera, which means do not forget to bring camera. Tony, jangan lupa pesan tiket, which means Tony, do not forget to order the tickets. To remind elderly people or respected people in Indonesian language, it should be initiated with the word maaf. For example, Bu maaf, jangan lupa, besok kita akan pergi ke pantai. Which means, excuse me mom, do not forget tomorrow we will go to the beach. Pak, maaf, jangan lupa bawa kamera. Which means, excuse me sir, do not forget to bring camera. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Dinda, di mana aku bisa mandi?
Oh, di kamar mandi umum. Itu di sana. Jangan lupa bayar ya.
Oke, berapa?
2.000.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
was a song titled Kamu Saja or Only You by Kotak. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to learn and also listen to Indonesian traditional music in our program Music Corner. So make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to our segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we present a Keroncong song entitled Untukmu Kekasih, sung by Eddie Gaplek. The song Untukmu Kekasih is an original Keroncong song with slow genre. The lyric tells about a song which is created only for the beloved one that is probably not as beautiful as a song composition of a poet. The song Untukmu Kekasih is created only for fulfilling the longing. The composer of the song expressed his expectation to meet the beloved woman, although it is only in a dream. Listener, here is Eddie Gaplek with his song Untukmu Kekasih. Enjoy the song.
Bawalah dia kepadaku.
listener, thank you very much for joining our English Terrestrial program. Don't hesitate to send us your suggestions and feedback to our email address voi@voinews.id. Also, you can keep connected with our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and also Twitter @voindonesia. Thank you for joining us and have a nice day.